Grandma, do you enjoy a glass of wine or a beer with your dinner? Tsakho, don't answer that. Consider it a rhetorical question. But we often take for granted walking into a restaurant and ordering that glass of wine with our food. But the Restaurant Association of South Africa has reached out to us on Afternoon Drive, and essentially they've asked for a bit of help with the liquor board because they say that several of their licenses have been delayed, and this is preventing restaurants from trading effectively. So it seems it's happening across the country, and that these restaurants that want to sell alcohol are facing long delays in the liquor licensing process. Let's find out exactly how bad the situation is. Wendy Alberts is the Chief Executive Officer of the Restaurants Association of South Africa. Wendy, welcome to the program, and thank you very much for reaching out to us on Drive. I want to just ask you, first of all, how long are the delays that you're facing on average?
So thank you so much for having the Restaurant Association this afternoon. I think that if we have to look across the board in all provinces, the delays are quite extreme and are very serious. We don't have a definite record of the amount of delays, but we do have a number of our restaurants have been struggling, some have been struggling up to 4 years to get a license. So that does certainly put us in a compromising position.
Yes, of course. Tell me, what are the reasons for the delays? Have you been given any reasons?
And if we look at it holistically, I believe that the actual liquor board itself is very competent. So I don't believe that the issue sits with the issuing of the liquor licenses once it gets to board level. I do believe the issue that we are having is on the administrative side. So there are massive delays. There are massive shortages of staff and people that can effectively do their jobs in these environments. Sometimes it could take up to a month just for somebody to type up a piece of paper to give a decision. They're also obviously not on electronic, so they don't work on email, which is a problem. That is certainly something that causes many delays because it's files, it's paperwork, it's going in, it's looking for a file, files get lost, paperwork gets lost. Sometimes the liquor consultants are also problematic. You know, they don't follow through on a daily basis or a weekly basis. They leave it for a long time. Some only follow up in a month's time. In some instances, like we've got with these delays that are 4 years old, the paperwork has been lost by the liquor board, and the process needs to start again. So they definitely are understaffed. There's a massive backlog of transactions. The board in itself is very up to date, but local government really needs to employ people that can help clear the backlog, issue the licenses, deal with the difficulties that are happening, and ensure that there is a certain degree of effectiveness that's happening within the administration side.
So first of all, how long on average should it take to issue a liquor license if there are no problems with the application?
So at this current point in time, if you're able to get a liquor license and using a very competent liquor attorney, it will take around about 4 months if all your paperwork and your clearances are in place.
Right.
In some instances, we are sitting 4 years down the line. In one particular place, we're dealing with some challenges in the longer liquor board, where they've got no record at all of the application. So we are now forced to get a resubmission and relodge the paperwork again.
So give me a sense of this. I take it that it's a provincial function, so that from one province to another, depending on where your restaurant is located, you are essentially applying to that provincial authority for the required documentation.
Absolutely. So each process with each different province has a different set of requirements and a different process. So in some instances, you first make application to the municipality. And in this particular delay, there was a year and a half delay to get the municipality to approve the application. And then from there onwards, it gets submitted to the administrative team of the liquor board, which is where it sits in huge delays. And it's very difficult to get hold of anybody to be able to assist us in giving constructive feedback unless you physically could go into the liquor
Right. So that is my question. My next question is, what is the authority that oversees these provincial departments, so that clearly your complaint could perhaps be addressed to them, so that some kind of action could be taken and could filter down to the provincial boards?
Look, we're inviting them at all turns to communicate with us to make it more effective and certainly more user-friendly to be able to apply for a liquor license. So we have very many instances where the liquor inspectors will go into restaurants which don't have liquor licenses, but they've applied for it.
Right. All right. Very interesting indeed. So are you saying that in each of these cases that an individual inspection is required?
Yes. So in some instances, a liquor attorney will then put the application forward if there's no objection or no outstanding documentation, which is often the case. So it's the delay gets caught up in the administration part of it. So if an application is pretty clean and it goes through a very competent liquor attorney and not a consultant, we find that the time delay is not so complex and the license gets issued because the board is very up to date. So the liquor board itself is very competent. But the administrative delays in terms of being able to communicate where the process is what the problem is. And the reason for this is that it's so administratively intense and there isn't sufficient staff to deal with the backlog or actually just to deal with the administrative responsibilities of communicating effectively back to applicants.
Right. So this is a very complicated issue indeed. We're going to try and follow this up for you, Wendy. Thank you very much once again for reaching out to us.